Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Ford, and on this episode, I am joined by Father Philip Eldreker. And today, we are discussing Chapter 2, Chief Truths of Faith, Article 9, Holy Catholic Church, the Communion of Saints, on the Church and her form of government. Thank you very much for joining us, Father.
Oh, my pleasure.
My first question we have here, is the Pope alone by divine appointment to govern the Church?
Well, in addition to the Pope, as the Catechism says, the bishops also have, by divine appointment, to govern the Church, but only with and under their head, the Pope. The Church is, as we've probably stated before, hierarchical in her form of government. The Pope rules supremely, but under him are also the bishops, and this is according to the plan of Christ for his Church. And the Catechism gives us a quote from the Acts of the Apostles, to take heed to yourselves, namely the bishops, and to the whole flock wherein the Holy Ghost hath placed you bishops to rule the Church of God. So there is most certainly, even in sacred scripture, a determined function of the bishops to rule the Church, but it is subordinated to the authority of the Pope, which is something that is very important to distinguish between, I suppose, the Protestant idea or the modern idea of the Pope just being another bishop that other bishops respect, perhaps. But the Pope is supreme above all of the other bishops, and the other bishops have nothing separated from or outside of his authority.
Well, goodness, that sounds very undemocratic.
It is. The Church is both hierarchical and monarchical in her form of government because she is ruled by our Lord Jesus Christ, and no one can claim that they know better than God or that they could make a better law for the Church than God himself. And so, by its nature, the Church is monarchical in that it is always and above all else subject to the law of God.
A little bit of a spin-off from that is the form of the Church's government is, of course, hierarchical and monarchical. But does the Church dictate that for the secular realm?
No, the Church has really very little to say about how the secular world is governed. What she does say is that she points out to them that the most ideal form of government is the form of government which she herself received from Almighty God, which is the monarchical form of government. But at the same time, she does not impose upon the human race that in the secular world they must be governed by a particular form of government. The only thing that she occasionally will do is to condemn a form of government which is radically opposed to the ends of the secular government or to human society.
Well, Father, given that the monarchical form of government is the most desirable form of government, what would be the least desirable form of government?
Well, the absolute worst is probably an anarchy, which would be rule by no one. That is really not even a form of government, but really the worst form, which is one actually that the Church has in fact condemned, is communism. That would, I'd say, be probably one of the worst forms of government you could have, in that it is most directly opposed to both the individual good and the common good.
Yes, and against nature as well. Now, Father, in what manner do the bishops rule the Church?
They rule it in this manner, as the book says. First, each bishop governs the...